Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Randy Moore. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Burley Grimes. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Burley Grimes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The left fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn Nelson. And now, play ball. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richborg for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heathcote moves to third. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Heathcote scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. McGuire moves to second. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from Cronin and he is out, Robertson applying the tag. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Bell reaches second base with a double. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Robertson moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Richborg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Braves. Mal Moss now pitching. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mal Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Welsh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler scores. It's 4-3, Braves. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. One out. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Zach Taylor. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Cronin and back to Robertson, who tags Wilson for the out. Grimm moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Clyde Beck. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Mal Moss. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Grimm scores. Stevenson scores. Hornsby moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Rogers Hornsby now playing second base. Gabby Hartnett now catching. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGuire moves to third. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Richborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. It's Braves, 5, Cubs, 5. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richborg moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Richborg scores. Moranville goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Braves. Pat Malone now pitching. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Footsie Blair pinch hits for Pat Malone. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimm moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-4 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler throws towards second. McGuire fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGuire. English moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Wally Berger pinch hits for Burley Grimes. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richborg for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moranville moves to third. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Moranville scores. Sisler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 8, Cubs, 8. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-4 in the game. Welsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Moore goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-8, Braves. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Smith now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson strikes out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to second. Two outs. Chick Tolson pinch hits for Sheriff Blake. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.